This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you. Yes, I am. And I am so excited because today is Wednesday. And you know what that means. Sue Brinkman is with us. It's a wacky Wednesday. We're going to be talking about the weird and we're going to be talking about the wacky as we move forward through our program today. We always invite you on Wednesdays to call us with your questions and comments about things that you see happening in the culture. Sometimes even in your own neighborhoods or, oh, heaven's sake, your own parishes that seem just a little peculiar. And so we dedicate this day to talking about the New Age and some of the various therapies and modalities that are at work within the culture of the day that are coming to us from, a belief system that we ought to be wary about or that are basically heralding a message to us that we ought to be wary about. So we invite you to give us a call right here at Women of Grace Live. We've got a toll-free number for you. If you are in North America, that number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We have Tom Price in for Matthew Gubensky today. He's going to be taking your calls and getting your questions up on the board as well as yourself. So we're looking forward to that. Also, we are available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and or Facebook page. Simply use the chat feature there. Put in your name. Tell us how you're listening if you're not listening via YouTube or Facebook, and tell us where you're located. Don't forget to put in your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement. We will get it retrieved. Pedro Quiles doing that retrieving. Also, we've got the opportunity for you that comes by way of text messaging. So text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Put in your question or comment. Do let us know who you are, where you are, and how you're listening. Know that message and data rates may apply, but all of that being said, we're going to be eager to retrieve your question that way. So all kinds of ways in which you can join us today to get your question or comment about something strange that you see happening. Sue will be joining us after our first break, so that gives you an opportunity to get your questions up on the board. And we'll see what Sue has in mind for us today, too, when we come together. Do want to call your attention to our website, womenofgrace.com. We have all kinds of really good things that are happening for you, and we're eager for you to participate. I'll tell you, the goal of Women of Grace is to affirm women in their dignity and vocation as daughters of God and in their gift of authentic femininity by way of spiritual formation. That's what we do at Women of Grace. And we want to encourage you to join us in this great effort. We want to transform the world one woman at a time. And I know that sounds like an awfully big job to do. And it is. But you know what? If you join us, we can make great progress. So we want to invite you to consider becoming a facilitator of our Women of Grace studies. Our foundational study has been around for a long time now. It has been around since 2005. That makes it 20 years old. And I'll tell you what, not one bit of it is aged. Nope, not one bit of it is aged. And you know why that is? Because the truths of the church do not age. They are forever applicable. And we have watched and seen how tens of thousands of women's lives have been changed and transformed by way of what the Holy Spirit does in their hearts through the study. And we don't want you to miss out on that opportunity. We don't. We have also seen how it is that the Holy Spirit works so remarkably in the hearts of the women who lead the study as facilitators. That great, beautiful gift of spiritual maternity just blooms within them. And they have many, many spiritual daughters. And I really want to encourage you to consider it. I feel very, very confident that the Holy Spirit is calling a number of you. I would even venture to guess all of you, beautiful women, beautiful daughters, irrepeatable daughters of the Most High God, to join us in this effort. So we will help you. We will stand with you. We have opportunities for you to receive a little bit of training, but I'm going to tell you right now, you don't need much. All you really really need is a warm and welcoming heart, because we do all of the work for you. We'd love for you to learn more about it. Get out to our website, womenofgrace.com. You're going to see right there on the nav bar, study information. It's in the purple section. Just click on that. You can get in touch with us. We'll be right there with you. But if you've not taken the study, we want to encourage you to take the study. We certainly do. Please take it. See what the Lord wants to do in your life. That's the foundational study. We also have the Moments with Mary series of studies. We've got two in that series thus far. Who is Mary and Mary Through the Eyes of the Mystics? And both of these are absolutely wonderful studies. They are 5-week studies. They are accompanied by videotapes and videotapes. We still call it that, video offerings. They're, online teachings. A beautiful opportunity for you to do this online, by the way, or in person. We love to do the online because it reaches a lot of women, but the hope is that the women that come online will then carry it back into their areas, because, there is that interpersonal dynamic that is very, very important, especially when it comes to the things of the faith. So please do consider joining us in this great effort, this great work. Do want to remind you, too, of a couple of upcoming events that are going to be taking place sooner than later. I am going to be at St. Andrew the Apostle Catholic Church in Charleroi, Pennsylvania, along with Mike Aquilina and Praise Nation, to celebrate the coming of Pentecost. It is the day before Pentecost Sunday. That is June 7th is the day before Pentecost Sunday, which is June the 8th. We will have a vigil mass, a Pentecost vigil mass, that will be part of this great opportunity. But I will be presenting to women, and Mike is going to be with us as well. He's going to be presenting to men. We're going to be presenting together. It's just going to be a beautiful opportunity to come together there. So I want you to check it out. Registration is open. We have room available. I know that sometimes we wait to the last minute. We would love to know if you're coming. However, read about it right there at our website underneath the upcoming events. It's also in the slideshow. We want to invite you for that. We also have a Young Women of Grace online event coming up on Friday, June the 13th, the Eucharist and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It's going to be quite lovely. If you've not participated in one of these online events with your daughter or your granddaughter or your niece or your goddaughter or your student, I want to encourage you to check it out. It's beautiful for the young women. We want to offer them the opportunity that we offer to the adult women. And what is that? It is to know who they are as the daughters of the Most High God. We understand who a woman is according to the mind and the heart of church. We want to raise our girls up that way. We want to counter the messages that they're getting in the culture of our day and time. And this Young Women of Grace online retreat that we have every month is just one way that we do this. We also do it through our Young Women of Grace study program, available for you at our website, as well as all of our books are available for you too at EWTN's Religious Catalog. That's EWTNRC.com. More to come on the other side of the break. You hear that music. I'll tell you about some of the additional events coming up, but you know what it is. It's Wacky Wednesday, and Sue Brinkman is with us, so get your questions ready for her. Get them up there on our board so we can address them. Call us at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986, or leave your question or comment for us at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Coming right back on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Well, welcome back, everybody. You hear that music, and that means it is a Wacky Wednesday, and Sue Brinkman is with us. We talk about the weird, and we talk about the wacky. We're going to be talking about the weird and the wacky today in our program. We're inviting you to give us a call with your questions or comments. We've got a toll-free number for you. If you're in North America, it's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Also available for you out there at EWTN Radio's Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. A chat feature is there for you to leave your question or comment. Do tell us who you are, where you are, and if you're not listening to us via social media there, tell us how it is that you're listening to us. We always like to know those things. We certainly do. We've got Tom Price on the phones today, and we've got Pedro Quiles, who's doing our retrieving, and we've got Vanessa Sanchez right there in studio making the program happen for us today. I do want to remind you that we've got all kinds of wonderful opportunities for you at EWTN. We always invite you to go out to EWTN's website, EWTN.com, and to access the many, many great resources that are available for you there. And we've got the Laudate app along with the great Catholic content on the Laudate app. You can listen to the EWTN radio live stream. So open the Laudate app. If you have it, then click on EWTN. So many platforms carry EWTN. And of course, EWTN radio, we just love being with you. We certainly do. And did you know that if you miss one of our programs, if you have the EWTN app, what you can do is to download that. Well, once you download that app, you can go to On Demand. And if you've missed a program and you really wanted to hear it, you can listen to it right there on demand. And so, you know, like if you should ever miss Wacky Wednesday, heaven forbid that should ever happen. But should it happen, you can go out there and you can access it and catch up on what Sue and I chit-chatted about, on the program that you were not available for. So all of that being said, good stuff all of the time for you there on Women of Grace and through EWTN. So, Susie Cusey, how are you today?
Oh, I'm just wonderful today. Happy to be with you again.
Well, I'm always happy to be with you too. We've got all kinds of lovely opportunities, don't we, to talk about the truth. And we have to, because there's so much nuttiness that goes on in the culture of the day. And, even though we've been at this for a long time, as we often say, we just plain don't run out of material because, as you think, okay, well, we've exhausted that topic, boom, it pops up again. So we just keep doing what we do.
I know. And I'll tell you what, one of the stories that's going to pop up on our blog on Thursday, tomorrow, by the way, there was a new Pew Research study that found that 30% of Americans say they consult in astrology, tarot, and fortune telling at least once a year.
Oh, my gracious.
At least once a year they consult. But there's some good news that's hidden in it. That's bad, but there's some good news. 20% of those dabblers so that they only do it for fun. Now, they think that that's going to protect them. Of course, it doesn't. I'll get into that in a minute. But, they're saying that with very few people actually rely upon them to make major decisions. That's just 1% of U.S. adults said they rely upon what they have learned from the practices when making major life decisions. And an additional 5% say that they rely a little on what they have learned, which means they're relying on it. You know, what difference does it make if it's a little or a lot? You're still relying on it. So, but the funny thing about it, and you know, here we are in a ministry for women, and we so much need to get this across to women because they're the ones who are more likely to believe in stuff like astrology and horoscopes are women. The survey found that 43% of women ages 18 to 49, so it's that young women, that demographic there that say they believe in astrology compared to this 27% of women who are 50 or older. And you compare that to men ages 18 to 49, that's only 20%. And only 16% of men over the age of 50 admit to occasionally, you know, practicing this stuff. So, but another little piece of silver lining that I found in that is that in spite of the fact that there's a lot of attention recently to astrology, that's becoming seemingly more and more popular, the number of Americans who actually believe in it really hasn't changed much over, the last 20 years or so. It really hasn't changed. The new survey said 27% of U.S. adults say they believe in it, whereas back in 2017, it was like 29%. And even like 20 years ago, it was only like 26% or 27%. So that's really not changing too much.
Yeah.
As far as those who do believe in it. But astrology is still out there. And it's in every newspaper. So you know that people are just kind of tempted because you see it in the newspapers, in magazines, online, your daily horoscope. So they kind of throw it at you. It's hard to not see it. But the one thing I found interesting about this is that it's the religiously affiliated people who are equally and religiously unaffiliated Americans. So the affiliated and the unaffiliated are equally likely to believe in it.
So there's
27 to 28%. Really?
So the needle doesn't change on it regardless of whether or not they practice or affiliated with a faith tradition or if they don't. Well, you know,
exactly.
here's the thing, and you alluded to this, you know, just because we're doing something for fun does not necessarily protect us from what the effects of it are. And the other thing is this, you know, when we say we're doing it for fun, but if we're doing it, the fact of the matter is there is a subtle change that begins to take place within us, right? So, you know, and I guess the only thing that I can, the analogy that keeps coming into my mind is, I don't know that it's a really good one, but it's the one that keeps coming into my mind. It's like using drugs. So like somebody says, well, you know, I'm only smoking marijuana for fun. Well, okay, but you're still smoking marijuana and there's still a side effect. And at some point in time, because it really is a gateway drug, you know, you're going to open yourself up to other things. And so it's kind of like that. You know, these kinds of practices, you know, astrology, all that stuff, it gets into the psyche, it gets into the soul somehow, you know, and then it begins to manifest itself there a little bit. Like, oh, well, you know, that is interesting because this did actually happen later in the day after I read this. And yeah, so it's just this, you know, and the women thing I find interesting too, and that takes me back to the garden, because it was the evil one who appealed to Eve, not to Adam, and, you know, and Eve was pretty gullible, you know, and, you know, I don't want to talk about the gullibility of women being greater than men, though I think it might be slightly, but certainly the appeal to the spiritual is greater for women than it is for men because of the way in which we're created. You know, we're created to take in, you know, we take into our body, you know, another human person. So, you know, that capacity to be open to is very different than it is for the man, metaphysically different.
I agree with that 100%. I think that we are just, you know, more empathetic type people. We're more compassionate type people. We're reaching out. And like you said, we're receiving. And we tend to, I think, become more and more involved spiritually. Even affiliated, you know, people who are practicing the Catholic faith. If you look at it, it's a lot of it are women. Now, there's a lot of men there too. But really, women do make up a larger percentage of the spiritually engaged people in our church. They just do.
Yep.
They just do. I don't know, maybe a lot of men might think that it's not masculine. I've read some different studies about that. Why aren't more men more inclined toward the spiritual than women? But we just seem to have a corner on that little market there. And it's not a good thing when it comes to New Age and the occult practices.
No.
Because what happens is, like what you said, you end up getting drawn deeper into it. I remember seeing a study maybe 10 years ago on yoga, and all these people who signed up for yoga for the exercise, the vast majority end up staying for the spiritual benefits of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you think that, like what you were saying about the drugs, you're only using a little bit of the drugs just for fun now and again, but then you become more and more inclined towards those drugs. Same thing with the yoga. Well, I just signed up for exercise, but hey, I kind of like the Om chant and I like the meditation that's part of it. Before you know it, you're involved in yoga, in Hinduism. You're practicing
That's right.
Hinduism. It's the same thing with this sort of stuff. You get involved in the astrology. I went so far as to get a natal chart done. This is in my day when I was away from the church. I went that far. I actually got a natal chart done. On me, that was telling me where all the planets and the stars were at the exact moment of my birth and how that was determining who I was as a person, and that I believed in all that stuff. I thought, wow, you know, I'm going to find out lots of things about me, you know. So that's the New Age there. Everything's about the self. But you have to be really careful with this, and to think that if you're just dabbling around in it, that you're safe. You're not. The devil, he doesn't care why
that's
you're
right.
turning away from God and turning toward his end of the universe. He doesn't care about why.
Yeah.
All he cares about is that you are.
Yeah, it's interesting because I do think that there is an addictive quality to this. You know, we tend to overuse that word, addiction, but I think that there is a spiritual addiction that can take place with regard to this, and you become more and more engaged with it. And then not only does it lead you in other ways, but you find yourself down a rabbit hole and you don't really quite know how you got there. Well, we've got Jacqueline with us. I want to take her call because dear Jacqueline has been holding patiently since the beginning of the program there, or at least after the first break. She is with us in Cincinnati today and she is listening to us via Sacred Heart Radio. We're delighted you're with us, Jacqueline. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good, good. So what is your question?
My question might be a few things. I have a friend who I'm wondering if I should separate myself from because she continually talks to, she calls it spirit, for her answers and for her problems. And another thing she mentioned was she was thinking about getting a certificate or whatever you want to call it as a spiritual counselor. And I looked that up and it's like, it's a holistic thing. And this, all of this new age stuff, like I even went to the point, I'm Catholic, and I went to the point, I had all these beautiful crystals and I went to confession. And I asked the priest if he would bless them, and he looked at me and said, no. And I thought, oh, no, this is not good. So I guess my question is, should I be distancing myself from this person?
Well, let me ask you a question or two, Jacqueline. First of all, how much interaction do you have with this person? Is this person a, you know, casual acquaintance? Is this someone who is, you know, closer to you in terms of relationship? And so, and when you are interacting with this person, what exactly are you doing? Are you going to dinner? Are you, you know, just kicking around? Or what is the nature of the relationship with this individual?
It's a friendship from years ago. I've known her for years. She's very ill. We've both been very ill. So we've talked on the phone mainly. And, she's a hard person. She lives in Milford now, and she kind of gravitates to just Milford. I haven't had any personal contact with her for a while.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let Sue respond to you. I would just say this. I would tell, you know, should you continue the relationship, I would just tell her, you know, this kind of talk makes me very uncomfortable because this is very far removed from the revealed truth of sacred scripture and the teachings of the church. And quite frankly, you know, I care about you enough to tell you that you're fooling around with powers and principalities. You're fooling around with something that's very, very dangerous, and you might think you're getting help and assistance, but you're not. I mean, that might end the relationship. I don't know. But Sue, what do you say?
I think that that's good advice right there. Is to just be upfront with her. Say you're kind of a little uncomfortable with it. Explain what your beliefs are about these things, especially what she's saying that. And I think correct me if I'm wrong, but she sees spirits. Did she actually say that too?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Wow. And she wants to be she's thinking about becoming a spiritual counselor, which mm-hmm. is awfully yeah. big.
Yes, yes. Holistic spiritual counseling is very new age. It's into energy medicine and that sort of thing, Reiki and all that. So, yeah, that would be bad. But even worse to me is the fact that she's seeing spirits because she's not. She's seeing spiritual entities, such as demons, is what she's saying. She's not seeing people, if that's what she thinks. So I would really limit my I would limit my interaction with her. But I think that if you can talk with her, if you feel comfortable enough to bring it up with her without her getting angry and all upset and all that, She might get angry, upset anyway. But if you feel comfortable talking with her about it and just letting her know exactly how you feel about it, then I will go ahead and do that. Because you might be able to plant a seed into her mind. She might not accept it right away. But to plant a seed in her mind that she might be doing something dangerous too. You said that she was sick. You know, she's had illnesses and that sort of thing. And boy, the way you want to heal your body is to take it to Jesus Christ, the greatest healer ever walked the earth, not to these, you know, funky things like, you know, energy medicine and that. She's probably looking for things that are going to help her to heal. And this might be why she's reaching out in the way she is to these spirits and to, I don't know, counseling people. Maybe she thinks she can help them. But if she's going down a new age path, she's not really helping anyone, at least of all herself. So I'm kind of with Johnette on this. I really think that you should try to talk to her.
Yeah. Well, and it actually, you know, it is a spiritual work of mercy to instruct the ignorant. And the fact of the matter is she might be totally unaware of what it is that she's messing around with. Even if she's a Catholic, like yourself, she might be unaware of it because a lot of Catholics are unaware of it. We don't hear it preached from the pulpit very often, you know, and outside of you know, certain websites that you can go to, ours being one of them, people don't have opportunity to really learn about it. So you give me opportunity to just mention to you, Jacqueline, and you might want to do this. Go out to our website, womenofgrace.com. We've got our New Age blog there. Sue does all of the research on it. She's been doing the research on it. I don't know for how many years now. How many is it? 15 years or something, Sue?
Oh, yeah. Since 08. Yeah.
Yeah, since 08. So that's a long time. So all of that being said, you know, we've got questions and answers on all of these things here. You can read up on it so that you've got some, you know, talking points with her. But, you know, it is a spiritual work of mercy. We are called to practice them, instructing the ignorant. It's easy to walk away and say nothing. It's very hard to hang in there. When we come back, though, and stay with us, Jacqueline, if you would, and we are inviting you to call us, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're available for you there. Also available at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page by way of the chat feature. When we come back, I want you to talk with us a little bit about the crystals and the priest and the confession. I find that interesting. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
It's live. I'm Johnette Williams. It's Wednesday. That means that Sue Brinkman is with us, and we're talking about the weird and the wacky. Whenever I go out and about, people are always coming up and saying to me, oh, Johnette, I just love Wacky Wednesday with you and Sue. The two of you are so funny. Well, we are kind of funny. We talk about very weird stuff, so we try to keep the humor engaged because, you know, if you just sat back and thought about it long enough, you'd either get really, really depressed, you know, or you go out of your mind because some of this stuff is really, really strange and peculiar. But we make ourselves available on this day because we know that oftentimes there are things that you see going on. You don't know if they are all right. You don't know if they're in line with church teaching. You don't know if they're neutral. So we try to give you a little bit of guidance with regard to that. We're always eager to hear from you. Our phone lines are lighting up. Lots of people calling in. 833-288-EWTN. That's the toll-free number for you here in North America. It's 833-288-3986. Two lines open for you right now. We don't mind filling them up. Also, we will collect your questions and comments that you leave for us at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. The chat feature is there for you, and you can text us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Put in your question or comment. Tell us who you are, where you are, how you're listening, and do know that data and message rates may apply. We have Tom Price in answering the phones today for Matthew Gubensky. Pedro Quiles is out there doing the retrieving for us. Vanessa Sanchez in studio making it all happen for us. Sue Brinkman up there outside of Philadelphia. I am here in Birmingham, Alabama, and you are where you are, but one thing is true, we're all together by way of these airwaves, and I'm glad about that. So we had Jacqueline on the line here, Sue, and I just wanted to finish up, and then we're going to go to Margaret. Jacqueline is with us via Sacred Heart Radio there in Cincinnati, and she wanted to know about spiritual counseling and crystals. She's got this friend who's been very involved in all of this. Neither one of these ladies is in their best of health. Mostly they're contact is via phone. We advise her to, you know, have a frank discussion with her friend and share with her what we know to be true. But Jacqueline, you mentioned something about you took a bunch of crystals to confession and asked the priest to bless them. So I just want to ask you very quickly, these crystals that you brought, what kind of crystals were they? What was the deal with them?
I'm not sure exactly which ones they were, but I mean, maybe amethyst and just rose quartz and just some of the gemstone crystals that I got from a friend who collects them. And I brought them in my Tupperware case, and I thought, this will be the telltale sign to see if the priest will bless them. And when I asked him if he would bless them, he gave me a look as though he saw Satan himself. So I knew then and there that this was not a good idea.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's interesting. His reaction speaks a word to me, Sue. I'm sure it does to you, too. He must have sensed something about them. So, Sue, share with us a little bit about crystals, the pro and the con of crystals.
Yeah, like in a nutshell now, they people believe that crystals store and direct all different kinds of energy, including psychic energy and, you know, putative type energies. And the stones, they absorb this energy, and then including the touch of humans. The energy from a human, they claim that can store that too, which is why some people will create a, you know, they'll cherish this special stone because someone has touched it and imprinted on it. And they use them really in superstitious means. Like some of the stones that Jacqueline was mentioning, some of them provide, you know, peace. Other ones, you know, provide, you know, prosperity. So they're being used more like talismans.
Yeah,
more
supposedly.
Like, you know, good luck charms.
Supposedly.
Right. This is what they believe they are. Now, there's no science behind anything about these crystals. They're also used for healing. They're a big industry with crystals for healing out there. They use like different source crystals, and then they line up crystals along your body in that, and they pray that the source crystal will send its energy into the other crystals. It's very, very new age. Very new age. And like I said, there's no science to anything about crystals. They're just beautiful stones that God created, but they're being used in superstitious ways. And that's really where you get yourself into trouble. The stones themselves are fine. We've had people write in and ask, hey, somebody gave me a beautiful crystal necklace. Should I not wear it because of, you know, what people are doing with crystals? And the answer is no. You could absolutely wear that crystal. Unless, of course, it came from some new age place where they put a blessing on it or something like that. Then you might want to get
that's
rid of
the
it.
Danger.
But yeah, that is the danger of it because they often do that and think it's wonderful.
And I think that's what the priest was sensing because of his reaction, especially Jacqueline. You say it's like he saw Satan himself. You know, he probably spiritually discerned something the matter with them. So you are wise to follow his advice and counsel, and probably to get rid of them. I mean, I would bury him or something. I wouldn't have him around, especially with that kind of a reaction. But, you know, crystal chandeliers, crystal stemware, you know, that kind of a thing, there's no problem with it. But it's when you, as Sue said, when these things have been, when there's been, they call it a blessing. It's really an incantation, you know, or a type of a spell. Sometimes even a curse that's put on them. And I'm thinking he sensed all that. So I just wanted to clear that up because I didn't want to let that pass because that was a really great opportunity for a teaching moment on these kinds of things. And he gave you that, Jacqueline, and God bless you for that. Well, all right. I hope we've helped you out today, honey. We're going to move on here. We've got to get to Margaret. She's in Germantown, Maryland today. And she is listening to us via Guadalupe Radio, and we're happy to have her with us. Hi, Margaret.
Good morning, Janet. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm calling about my granddaughter. This past weekend, she had a friend here, and the friend had an argument with her mother. So my granddaughter said that she took her outside and she saged her. to get rid of negative energy. So I would just like to know about that, and I don't want her doing that if it's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, that's definitely not a good thing for her to be doing, Margaret. That's a Native American technique. So this is pagan. It's what they call neo-paganism now, the new paganism. And it's the process where, you know, you burn these dried sage leaves, and then you put the smoke around that person to, as you said, remove negative energy, to cleanse and to purify that person. So that's a very superstitious practice. Because actually what it is just sage, that herb, and that's what they're using. And as I said, but it's indicative of Native American spirituality, which is not Christian.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah. So, and when she talks about the negative energy business, this is what this is all about. You know, it's rooted in that kind of a thing. I probably more in the neo-paganism than in the true Native American tradition, but this is an indication that your granddaughter is probably moving in a direction spiritually that is not healthy for her, and that she has kind of given way to some of the cultural expressions. And I have to say this because she's your granddaughter, Margaret. Don't know how old she is, but you know, Sue, so much of this is forwarded and furthered by way of social media, by way of TikTok mm-hmm. and Instagram and Pinterest, even all of these different means that young people are using today, and they're getting their information. And once they begin to look something up, like if she looked up saging, then what happens is the algorithm that's out there begins to look for a pattern, and then it begins to send her, even when she's not looking for it, it begins to send her information, you know, on its own. And that's very dangerous, because now this is an indoctrination. It's the same. It's the same for Catholics. However, if we keep looking things up on social media, say the rosary or whatever, we're going to get a whole lot of stuff coming into our feed that is related to that, because that's the way that it works. But if she's consuming this, then there is a mindset change that's going to take place. It's going to lead her very far away from the revealed truth of sacred scripture and the teachings of the church. So, you know, we don't want to scare you. But I think that it's, you know, really a heavenly blessing that you saw this practice and she shared it with you, because now this alerts
yeah.
you, because now your call as a grandma, and I know because I've got 10 grandchildren, your call as a grandma is to pray for this young girl and to pray the rosary, because it's a very powerful weapon against this kind of stuff. Have
Absolutely.
Masses celebrated for her. And when you have the occasion to talk with her, talk with her, but don't go into the conversation blindly. You know, go out to our website, read about saging, read about other things, so that you've got stuff at the ready, and you might share the article with her even, because you can print them out there. That's womenofgrace.com. You'll see the New Age blog is right there, or newage.womenofgrace.com will take you directly there. So this is good news in that the Lord is alerting you, and this is what he does. And so there you have it. Let's not look at it in the negative. Let's look at it in the positive, because now there's something that you can do to affect, you know, a holy opportunity for her. Sue?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think that we do have blogs out on our New Age Q&A blog on staging that I think you'll find very interesting. Your granddaughter may be more open to it than you think. A lot of our young people are getting their information off of social media, but they're not really hearing the whole story. They're only hearing part of that story. Mm-hmm. And many times when you introduce them to the rest of it, they say, oh, wow, you know, I didn't realize this.
That's
so,
right.
You know, give her a chance, you know, give her an opportunity. If you do read something out there, you want to just show it to her, and just let her know that there's more to that story than just what she might think and what she's getting from just off of social media. So
yeah.
I would give it a try.
Yeah. And what is beautiful is that your granddaughter obviously has a lovely little heart there, because she wanted to do something to help her friend who was struggling mm-hmm. because she was so angry at her mother. Better way to go about that, of course, is to say, well, let's just pray about this.
Yeah.
And spend a few moments in prayer. But she might not know that. So here you are. You're her granny. you can lead her in that direction. Grannies are very important. My grandma was so instrumental in my life. Margaret, thank you for your call today. Hope that that helps you. Georgia out there on YouTube says they have psychic fairs here in Vancouver at a nice hotel hall room. When I was young, I went to one. It was full of men and women, and it was all there, you name it. It was there in the room, and it was full. So, yeah, Georgia, I'll tell you, you know, this has really just trumped its way right into the midst of the culture of the day. We see all kinds of things going on. We've got another caller from Germantown, Maryland today, listening to us via Guadalupe Radio. They're very busy in Germantown. Mary is with us, and she's disappeared now. She was there a second. Oh. Now she's gone. Well, Mary, call us back, honey. We'll take your call. Gabriel, there in Cleveland, Ohio, listening to us via 1260 The Rock. We're so happy you're listening via The Rock. Gabriel, how are you?
Oh, I'm so grateful to talk to you, Jeanette and Sue. I've been longing to call you back. We had a conversation perhaps a year ago. I've been very ill. I have advanced heavy metal poisoning and CPTSD, but that's not why I'm calling. I'm calling because I came by the New Age movement very honestly. It was very sad. I was, and since like 94, I was in recovery for alcoholism, and I got involved with Unity Church. And then I'm not going to mention the community, but the one that I grew up with from St. Anne's, I'm sorry, I just have to take a deep breath. I was introduced to every manner of New Age stuff. Reiki, I became a Reiki-attuned person, a Reiki master, Kahuna Reiki master, you name it. I did it all. And I was involved in astrology, everything. And I'm a renunciate, entirely a renunciate. Thank God my mother, you know, she formed me pretty well as a kid, and my grandma Louise, who I grew up with, every day praying the rosary. So my foundations were solid. And I couldn't stand Reiki in one sense because it wasn't like Jesus. And, you know, it took me a long time to figure out that Tibetan fire serpents have nothing to do with our Lord, you know. I mean, I was blinded, you know, but all the scales have fallen from my eyes. Here's the thing, ladies, I should say, not guys. I need to go back to this community. Now, the building where everything took place has since been torn down, praise God. But I need to speak, and probably to each sister respectively, individually. Like the one that brought Reiki into kind of, and I'd say into our culture in a large respect, because it was at the Cleveland Clinic Foundation that studies were done. Nothing ever came of it. But anyway, and another one who has a yoga practice, and I'm just like, my head is spinning, and I'm like, I need to go back because nobody else has addressed this. And I was actually in a formation program, third order kind of thing. So I'm going to need your good counsel and support to do this. And I've been getting prayed up for it, but it needs to be done and it needs to be addressed. And I know you're my ladies. You're kind of like my ladies that are going to help me, you know.
Well, if I can go first, Sue, let me say this, Gabrielle. You know, I'm going to ask you if you have a spiritual director, because before you take on something like this, you want to make certain that this is something that the Lord is calling you to do. If the Lord's calling you to do it, then the anointing is going to be there. If the Lord's not calling you to it, then it's going to be coming from your goodwill, and you'll get avalanched as a result of it. So you've got to make sure that the Lord's calling you to it. And the person that can discern that with you the best is somebody that knows your soul and knows you, and also is a very prayerful person, open to the movement of grace of the Holy Spirit. So if you don't have a spiritual director, I want to urge you to get one. In this case, preferably a priest who is very well aware of this kind of stuff. If he is someone involved in deliverance ministry or is actually the exorcist of the diocese, that would even be the best thing, because this is a big deal. You wouldn't want to go in there alone. And by alone, I mean with protective covering, you know, spiritually protected. So I would mention that. Second of all, I would say these are religious sisters. It's very unfortunate, but the fact of the matter is that much of this stuff has come into the church through religious orders who were waylaid many, many years ago. Most of those women are aging, and the population of their new applicants is waning. It's not attractive because it's not in line with the charism of the order to begin with. But these women at this point in time, and if they've been consorting whether they know it or not, through the practices that they're involved in, they're consorting with spirits, they may be so spiritually blind at this point that pointing out the truth is you're going to hit a brick wall. And you've got to pray for these women. And you say you've been getting prayed up. You've got to pray for these women to be open. And don't go until you have a very clear sign that it's the right time if you are called to go. So that would be my advice. What do you say, Sue?
Oh, absolutely. That's perfect advice there. First and foremost, make sure that he's really calling you to be the one who does this. Chances are, though, Gabrielle, they've already heard this.
Yeah.
You're not going to be the first person who brought this to their attention. So, like John has said, you're more than likely you're going to run into a brick wall. So the best thing you can do is to continue to pray for them, that their hearts and their eyes will be open. A lot of times you have women in these orders. There are some in there who don't really go along with it, but are doing it because they don't feel like they have a choice. I remember being reached out to by a sister in a community who wrote to me personally to say to please help her. That she was involved, her community was involved in all this stuff, and she didn't want to be, and she didn't know what to do about that. And how could she get out of this because of what was happening? And I told her she had to go to the priest who of her community, her spiritual assistant, and she had to go to him and take it up with him. But I do believe that you need to, first of all, make sure that you're the one who's going to do this. And second of all, realize that you're not going to be the first. Chances are someone has been there. Of course, I'm sure they've been reported to the bishop. That's what you're supposed to do, is report them when they're doing something like that. Practicing Reiki, doing yoga, promoting all kinds of Eastern meditation type, mindfulness type stuff. You should be reporting them to the bishop first. Let him do it. Yeah. But, the leaders of those orders are their superiors. So in a lot of ways, the superiors are the ones who are saying this is okay. I don't mind if they do it. The superiors probably know too what's going on there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it would be good to go to the bishop. The other thing is something that just came into my mind, Gabrielle, too, that is important. And I'm not suggesting you don't go. I'm just suggesting that you get discernment, before you would venture into that, is because, when we've been involved in this kind of stuff, and Sue, you know this because we both had dalliances with this in years gone by. We have to make certain that we are really, there's no chinks in our armor, because the evil one would like to take us down again. So you've got to be really careful. I know that Sue doesn't do this without the guidance of spiritual direction. And I don't do this without the guidance of spiritual direction and having that protective covering. So we can leave it there. But what I think is wonderful is the fact that God has set you free. I love the fact that you call yourself a renunciate. I've never heard that before, but yes. I think it's really great. We'd be one that renounces. And so, that for those of you that are not familiar with it, when you've been involved in these things, you have to you have to repent, renounce, and reject. And so when Gabrielle says she's a renunciate, that means that everything that she was involved, she's renounced it all, one by one, bit by bit. A whole bunch of stuff. And that's how you have to do it. It's not like one big sweeping, I renounce it all. It's going through the whole process. It's a big old process that sets us free. But when the Lord frees you, you're freed indeed. And I'm happy about that, Gabrielle. And I'm happy that you want to do this. Just make sure that you're doing it, that way. So we're gonna have to go on, because here we are. We've just got 2 minutes left. And but I'm so grateful to hear back from you. We're happy to hear back from her. So thank you, Gabrielle, for your call today. And I'm sure that your story has touched the hearts of lots of people. Listen, folks, if you're involved in this stuff, get out of it. If you're involved in this stuff, get out of it. Go to the sacrament of confession. Repent of the sin. Renounce and reject that which you've been involved in. Sometimes it's a long process, to get completely freed of it. But that is the first step, and you work with somebody through the rest of it. Ah, gee whizzikers, Sue, we're right down to the wire. We don't have time to take Helen's call or to go back to Mary, who called back, but we do hope that you'll call us back. I'll be here tomorrow, but Sue will be back next Wednesday with us. Well, Sue, thanks for everything.
Thank you for having me.
Always, every Wednesday belongs to you, dearest. And friends, we're grateful for you. We're grateful for your diligence in pursuing the truths of the faith. Do stay with us for Women of Grace Live Monday through Friday at the same time on this same station as we discuss issues of importance to your life and faith. Get out to our website where the New Age blog resides. You can look things up by topic. Look at our upcoming events. Join us for something. We want to be with you. Amen and hallelujah. It's been great being together today. God bless you now. Bye-bye.